This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Today, a new hotel opens in downtown Los Angeles. 320 immigrant investors from 14 countries put up 95% of the financing for it. It's part of what's called an investor visa program. Now, I hadn't heard of those. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler got the assignment to learn more.
The sleek, modern lobby is unusual because it serves two hotels in one building, a Marriott Courtyard and Residence Inn. General Manager Eric Palmer says the two-in-one model appeals to investors.
From an owner's lens, it makes the hotel a lot more efficient. We have one front desk team, one housekeeping team, one engineering team.
Almost all of the financing came through what are called EB-5 visas, otherwise known as investor visas. In return for a $500,000 investment that creates at least 10 jobs, foreigners get a green card. Palmer recently met with some of the hotel's EB-5 investors.
Most of them had a very hard time speaking English.
Where were most of those folks from?
China.
One hotel investor, William Jeffcock, is a British citizen by way of Monaco.
Because my home and residence was Monaco, there were very few paths which I would have qualified for. So the EB-5 really was the only way for me to come.
But he says his hotel investment was not primarily to buy a green card for the U.S.
No, I hope to make money on this, and I believe the next 2-3 years I'll be making 2-6% on my money.
But other businesses using EB-5 money don't always deliver what's promised. In several states, the visa program has been used to defraud investors, and some observers dispute the number of jobs created. Then there's the issue of who collects the money. Even though the U.S. government is giving away the green cards, it's the private sector that collects the $500,000 payment. John Vogel teaches at the Tuck School of Business at Dartmouth.
So if you really want to create jobs, why not do it directly by having the money come to the government and then the government can decide how to allocate that to create jobs?
He says the government could use money from investment visas for hiring workers to repair our infrastructure or expand internet access, the kind of economic development that benefits more of society than new hotels. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.